A spin. Just the facts, the questions, the answers. Chris Lynch on News Talk ZB.
23 past 9 here at News Talk ZB. Well, Greenpeace New Zealand has come out condemning Donald Trump's decision to leave the Paris Climate Change Agreement. And joining us now is spokeswoman for the organisation, Kate Simcox. Kate, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Greenpeace New Zealand's condemned this decision, saying Donald Trump is morally bankrupt.
We think Trump will come to regret this decision. Global climate action is not a question of politics. It's a question of survival, and there is an inescapable obligation to protect people and our planet. This decision just shows how out of step Trump is with the rest of the world with regards to climate change. He's missing out now on global leadership. It makes the difference between leaders and the lack of leadership really stark.
So where to from here?
Well, I think it's time for Bill English to step up and take the urgent steps we need to stop new oil, coal and gas and move towards renewable energy like the rest of the world. World leaders right now are coming out condemning Trump's move and are emphasising their duties to protect their countries and the climate by transforming even more quickly towards clean energy. Europe and China are leading the way. It's time for us to decide whether we're going to join them or whether we're going to be in the Trump camp. We've just been named one of the world's worst emitters and we have no plan on climate change, and that needs to change.
The Green Party, I just spoke to its co-leader, James Shaw. Didn't get the impression from Mr. Shaw that the Greens were too upset with this because he doesn't believe Trump will be back for another term. What's your sense on that?
I think that remains to be seen. It was a long road to negotiate this agreement, and the world leaders right now are coming out and saying it won't be open for the US to come back if they want to re-enter Paris at some point. This is a really critical moment for the global climate movement, and while the world is moving ahead without the US, I totally agree with that. It's not enough for a few steps of state to be bolder. We all need to get involved and resist the US administration's agenda and create the world we want to see.
What do you think the US administration's agenda is?
Well, it's a climate denial agenda right now. It's got fossil fuels all over it, and it's just completely out of step with the rest of the world that's moving quickly towards transforming their economies to clean energy.
So where to from here in terms of this actual agreement? Do you worry that some other nations may follow suit with the US given its influence on other smaller nations in the Northern Hemisphere?
I actually think we may come to see this as a real turning point, because world leaders are coming out as we speak. The last 2 days they've come out and have just stood up for the climate and it committed even stronger to pushing Paris and to meeting its commitments. And I think that's a really positive thing. I think that without Trump and without the US, that the rest of the world will continue to do the right thing in terms of climate change, and technology will be a huge part in shaping our future.
Greenpeace New Zealand has said Donald Trump is morally bankrupt.
That's correct.
What was behind, or what is behind, that statement?
Well, it's a move that protects industry and protects a polluting model that may make money, but it's morally bankrupt. It's not putting the interests of people or our planet ahead. The planet Earth has to come first.
Climate spokeswoman for Greenpeace, Kate Simcox, thank you for your time this morning.